Last year's ABC Four Corners program, showing the abuse carried out at the Dondale Youth Detention Centre, sent shockwaves around the country and led to the establishment of a Northern Territory Royal Commission into Youth Justice and Detention. And today I'm very happy to say that I'm joined by two community engagement officers from the Royal Commission. It's a big good morning to Barbara Shaw and Nick Espy. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, and good morning to you too.
First of all, Barb, tell us a little bit about your role as a community engagement officer, what that actually entails.
My role as an engagement officer is to inform people of the treatment of youth in protection, especially Dondale, and also to encourage people to speak out and share their stories with the Royal Commission.
What we have been doing is talking with people in the community, so individuals, community groups, as well as various stakeholders, agencies and departments, people that work mainly with children in those sort of two key areas, youth detention but also child protection and welfare. So those are the sort of two main areas that the Royal Commission's looking into.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of misconceptions and perceptions out there about what the Royal Commission actually is. Can you just enlighten us on that, Nick?
Well, a Royal Commission is sort of like a big investigation. It started from this Four Corners story that some of the listeners are probably aware of by now. People initially were aware that it was in relation to youth detention, but a lot of people weren't actually aware that the Royal Commission is looking at systemic issues involving child protection and welfare issues as well. So that's actually, we're hearing quite a bit about that as well now, once people are aware that it relates to that also. A lot of people think Royal Commissions will actually change laws and make changes themselves. The Royal Commission can't actually change the way the law operates or the way policies operate, but what it does do is investigates, gathers information and evidence from a variety of sources, including government departments or agencies, but also just the general public, people that have been affected by the issues raised. At the end of the day, what the Royal Commission does is produces a report that gives a number of recommendations, for example, recommendations about how laws should be changed to make things work better, how policies and procedures can be changed or can operate. And then it's really up to government or other departments to make those changes or follow those recommendations. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Now, 2016 was, of course, a big year, definitely for the Royal Commission as well, was very busy. Barb, can you recap what happened in 2016 for the Royal Commission?
In 2016, our engagement officers, both in Central and the Top End, we both escorted the two commissioners out to remote communities, and both Commissioner Gooder and Commissioner White had heard firsthand of first experience from former inmates, as well as hearing what is working and what's not working within the system itself and for the community and the people. The commission is going to be looking at the last 10 years of all youth treatment within Dondale itself and around welfare for kids, and also going to be looking at why kids are on the street and why, you know, why are kids getting into trouble, why are kids being jailed, why kids are being taken away from their homes. So I hope that out of this Royal Commission it does bring some kind of positive aspects for policies around children and youth. So even looking, like Nick said, talking with agencies and other government departments, looking at what will work and how will it work. I know that 10 years since 2016, 10 years is a long time. So if a youth was locked up around 2006, could be a grown adult now, so gone from the youth detention to an adult jail. So not only just looking at males but females as well. We've had hearings and clients have come forward and have been part of the hearing.
So the 10 years is the scope of the investigation that relates to the Youth Justice Act that commenced in, I think it was 2006. So that's why it relates to that period of time. So it's really looking into what's changed since the introduction of that legislation. Initially, the Royal Commission was due to go for 6 months and finish in March, 31st of March. So we've actually now got an extension until August. We don't have any extra funding, but it's just an extension to finish off the report, the recommendations, and whether people are sceptical of the fact that there is an extension of time and what's going on. I guess the point of that is that we want to do it properly, and there's a lot of people to talk to. There's a lot of people that we still haven't spoken to. There were some community meetings where ourselves and the commissioners went to a number of larger communities and spoke directly to people and heard stories there. We certainly recognise that that's probably only the tip of the iceberg, and that some of those community meetings went quite well and had good turnouts, but others, for various reasons, we weren't able to reach everybody, and we're well aware of that. And that's part of our role is going out and finding those people and talking to the people that couldn't make those big meetings and hearing from them directly. That's part of what we've been doing since the Royal Commission commenced. I suppose just also acknowledging it really was perhaps a difficult or challenging time of the year to start in the Territory in general, heading towards, you know, in the top end, the wet season. It's also been a bit of a wet season down here in the last few weeks. But it certainly has created some challenges with, you know, the weather and logistics, getting out to places. Towards the end of the year, school finished. That made it difficult to get to young people, who obviously it's directed at young people, this investigation. But also, you know, various other things, cultural activities that take place over this time of the year as well. So those things have been challenges, I think, both here in the centre and also for us up in the top end. So there were hearings that took place in October and December. Those were in Darwin. But the majority of witnesses that have spoken so far have been either government officials or some experts and some people that have produced other reports as well. So we've heard from current and former children's commissioners, for example. We've heard from some other experts, people that gave some evidence about FASD, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and how that affects people. There was the recent Hamburger report, Keith Hamburger, who's produced a report which was directly in relation to issues in detention. And there's been a number of other people that have given evidence. So we haven't had, as yet, apart from a couple of civilian-type witnesses or people that were directly affected by detention issues. That's what the next round of hearings are about. We have hearings in March, both in Darwin, and also it's expected to have a hearing in Alice Springs as well. So this next round of hearings is going to be focusing on the detention issues. So we were hoping to have a number of witnesses that have been in detention in majority of them, I think, are from Don Dale, but there's also the possibility of people that were in detention here in Alice Springs.
So how do community members actually reach out if they want to give evidence or anything like that? Because with the Royal Commission around youth, I imagine there are some challenges around that.
Yeah, well, one of our policies as engagement officers is taking care and looking after the vulnerable witnesses. So one of our biggest responsibilities is to protect the safety and welfare of people who have been through the system. We want to be able to talk in a safe space for ex-inmates and their families. And if a person does not want to give a statement or evidence, and we can talk to the families, and the families can come forward on behalf. So we know that there are people who have been through a lot and may not want to talk in public or talk about it publicly to us. So just that second or third party, and it's showing that kind of family support for former inmates or current inmates with the Don Dale Detention Centre. So these are for children who are under the ages of 21. We're also trying to build that trust around being engagement officers for our people.
This vulnerable witness guidelines is something that we've actually recently just been working on and kind of finalised. But as Barb said, it is about ensuring that people have that trust and feel confident in coming forward. And as Barb said, that can be done quite privately. Not everyone that speaks to us will give evidence. Some may choose not to give evidence, and some people may just simply be giving us information. And that's what so far has been taking place. Whilst people may have seen on the news recently, there were some witnesses that had given evidence in open court. Their names and details obviously were published in the media. That's not the only way people have to give evidence. For someone that's over the age of 18 and chooses to do so, they can give evidence in public, and which will also mean it can be streamed on the website. There are some guidelines as to people that fall within that vulnerable witness area, and particularly people that are under the age of 18. And generally, if it's a situation where they're going to give evidence, it can be in a closed court. Their names and details won't be made available to the public, and if necessary, there'll be other suppression orders put in place. That is to protect people, their confidentiality and their privacy. One thing that's unique about this Royal Commission is that it is involving young people, people under the age of 18, potentially giving evidence, but also people that are still potentially affected by either the child protection system or the juvenile justice system. So it's potentially a situation where people that are still either in care of child protection agencies or still in detention or going through the juvenile justice system, it's potentially those sort of young people will be giving information or evidence. So that is something that's perhaps unique and we haven't really seen in any other Royal Commissions. People are also able to simply give a submission. You know, someone has some insight into an aspect of detention or protection that they want us to look into. And we have had people give that sort of information saying, you know, I'd like the Royal Commission to look into this or that. And we have spoken to people in that capacity as well. And I suppose the further safeguards for people that speak to us is there's CICADAs, which is an independent legal aid type service that's been funded specifically to address or to assist people speaking to the Royal Commission. I think that stands for Children in Care and Youth Detention Advisory Service. Or it's a separate entity that's sort of been set up through, I think, Nadja and also Carlos down here in the centre. So there's lawyers there that can give people independent, separate advice and sort of advocate for them and help them make their decision about speaking to us. So they have offices in Darwin, Katherine and Alice Springs and lawyers that can assist in that regard.
So in terms of getting into contact with the Royal Commission, what's the best way for people to do that?
We have a free call number, which is 1-800-604-604. People can write to us. The address is PO Box 4215, Kingston, ACT, postcode 2604. They can email us directly, which is the email is childdetentionnt@royalcommission.gov.au. And we do have a website that has those details on it. Or you can go in to the CICADAs offices in any of those three towns that I mentioned. Essentially, you could go into any of the legal services across the territory, and no doubt they'd assist. The Royal Commission office here in Alice Springs is in IAD.
There's a team of us, three of us, based at IAD. We would encourage anybody to come in if they've got a story. It's a private space, so come and share your story, and then we can go from there. We can pass people on to CICADAs, and there is also a wide range of agencies that are also working with the Royal Commission or partners and stakeholders. Relationships Australia is one of them, and CICADAs is the other. So one is like a counselling supportive service, and the other one will give legal advice and where to go from day dot, I guess.
Our office is in the Harbourview building on the second floor. So that's where we're based, up in Darwin. And as Barb was saying, there's apart from CICADAs being funded for legal side of things, there's also been funding to social support services for people that may want some counselling or support if they're affected by any of the issues raised, or even just, and it's acknowledged that just talking and sharing those sort of stories can be upsetting, traumatising, or just emotional or difficult for people. So there is Relationships Australia that have been funded to assist with that. Mm-hmm. Congress has also been assisted down here in the centre. And similarly, in the top end, we have Relationships Australia there, but also Danila Dilba Aboriginal Medical Service there has also been funded to assist.
People can still put submissions in, you know, as part of what's working for our kids and communities. So encouraging people to keep putting submissions in because it'll help along the way too.
Is there a deadline for that?
I don't think there is a deadline. The commission's now, as I said, been extended till August, so I suppose the due date will be the cut-off time. But we're accepting submissions as late as we possibly can. Obviously, the sooner the better, so that that can be looked at and addressed, particularly if those submissions may involve someone giving evidence. There's obviously a lead-up time in doing that, which affects what can happen with it. So we encourage people to do it as soon as they can. But
Well, Barb and Nick, obviously a big year last year with the Royal Commission. I think we're in store for another big year this year. I want to thank you both for joining us here at Calm Radio. It's a pleasure chatting with both of you.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Thank you.